Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a no-show. Saudi Arabia's King Salman will not take part in a U.S. Arab summit hosted this week by President Barack Obama. Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir says the king also canceled a planned White House meeting. The summit begins Wednesday with delegations from the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council visiting the White House. On Thursday, the meetings moved to the Camp David presidential retreat. Jubeir said King Salman will send Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef in his place. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg today accused Russia of violating the ceasefire in Ukraine. He said the Russians are continuing to provide separatists with aid. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry is traveling to Sochi, Russia, for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. U.S. officials faced questions Monday in Geneva about the use of the death penalty, national security measures, and the alleged use of excessive force by police. The UN Human Rights Council is conducting a review of the U.S. human rights practices. Justice Department official James Cadogan cited a number of recent high-profile cases involving police killing black men, saying the U.S. must do better to uphold civil rights. The United Nations says 300,000 people in South Sudan have lost access to help from relief groups. The groups have withdrawn from the town of Leer due to fighting in the area involving rebel groups and government forces. The United Nations warned Friday that the violence has forced up to 100,000 people to flee their homes. This is VOA News. South Africa's main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, has elected its first black leader. Emmusi Memani takes over from Helen Zille, who has been at the helm of the party for 8 years. Gillian Parker has more.
At 34 years of age, the charismatic politician, known for his sharp oratory skills and slick campaigns, is often dubbed the Obama of Soweto. Emmusi Memani pushes away such comparisons, but observers say his appointment as the new leader of the Democratic Alliance Party could help shift a political landscape that currently tilts heavily in favour of the ruling African National Congress Party. Analysts say that Memani's appointment is unlikely to win the party a national vote, but could be a key step towards eroding the ANC's 20-year hold on power. Gillian Parker for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Nearly 2,000 Rohingya and Bangladeshi migrants have been rescued at sea in Southeast Asia over the past 2 days. Activists and government authorities warn that thousands more could remain trapped in crowded boats. Police in Malaysia say smugglers dumped more than 1,000 migrants in shallow waters off the island of Langkawi late Sunday night. Officials say many of the migrants appeared weak and hungry. Indonesian authorities also say they intercepted a boat off the northwestern coast of Aceh Monday morning, a day after two boats carrying at least 500 migrants landed there. South Korea has expressed concern about North Korea's test firing of submarine-based ballistic missiles, calling it a very serious and worrying development. North Korea announced Saturday that it had successfully test-fired a submarine-based ballistic missile, but did not reveal the exact time, date, and location of the test or the range of the missile. Lawyers for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev have concluded their bid to persuade a jury to sentence him to life in prison rather than death. The last 44 witnesses called by his defense attorneys over 8 days of testimony was a Roman Catholic nun, death penalty opponent, Helen Prejean. She testified that she met with Tsarnaev 5 times, and he expressed regret over the suffering of his victims. U.S. security and nuclear energy officials are briefing key lawmakers Monday about the proposed 30-year extension of a U.S. nuclear power cooperation agreement with China. The closed-door meeting in Washington was called as Congress begins to consider whether to renew a pact that has been in effect for the last 30 years and expires at the end of the year. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.